Wat 'n plesier om hier te wees. Dankie, liewe Jesus. Dankie dat ons aan U wil kom wys, laat ons soek die volheid. We are looking for the fullness in Christ. Here, die waarheid, wat U sê, die waarheid sal my vry maak. Jesus, wat is die waarheid om U? Ons is hier om te soek na dit wat verborge is, dit wat weggebere is, om dit te kry om 'n deel van onsself te maak. Bless ons saam in Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Kom ons staan, dan sing ons bietjie. Kom ons staan. Daar was, ja, dankie lieve Jesus. We all come tonight and we want to surrender to you, to your lordship, to your kingship, to your rulership. Here ons wil submit aan dit. In Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Kom ons sit, kom ons sit. Welcome on Monday evening, die tyd van toeristen. Next Monday is holiday, so next Monday is vakantie. So, niks gaan gebeur volgende maandag aan. Thank you, Pastor Avi, to come and share with us the word of the Lord. It's been our privilege to been walking with Avi for many years. Good years. Goeie jare. You know, there was a time when I left church downtown, that I spent 3 years in AB's church. That was 10 years ago. 3 years as an elder in his church. Maar my God het my 'n klomp goed geleer. I learned a lot. So it's vanaand our privilege to have you. Come, Pastor AB, come and sit with us.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Daddy, we thank you for the word and the grace thereof. Amen. I miss the burekos. So when I saw Daniel Tisha, I got confused. I was about to ask for my favorite meal. I greet all in the name of Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. Today we are going to share about understanding the prophetic, which is very much important. There's a serious global confusion right now as I'm talking with you. And the prime cause of this global confusion is the absence of the church. The church is nowhere to be found. You what do you expect? We can even enter into the Third World War because the church is absolutely nowhere to be found. It's nowhere to be found. And, you know, when the enemy realized how powerful we are from the word, he entered right into the church and introduced what I codenamed information warfare, that the pulpit must be compromised not to teach people the truth of who they really are. Now, that's what handicapped the globe. absence of the church. Let me shock you. When America became a superpower, it was because they had a powerful and disciplined church. They seduced that church into familiar spirits and secret societies and introduced prosperity to it. Now that church can no longer bail America out of its own mess. China is not rising out of the blues. It has the most disciplined church in history. You get 17 pastors in China pastoring 22 million Christians who memorize the Bible by head, because they'll be arrested for displaying their Bibles. And that's what makes China a superpower. If you want to destroy any nation, destroy her church. The rest will fall. Why is everything dear Megar in our place in South Africa? It's not politics. Where's the church? Let's go back. Who are we? Who are we? We are the salt of the earth. That's what Christ said. Now, I want us to understand the prophetic ministry. And it's not for the last time I come here. I believe I must have a session with them on the prophetic, because there are confusing voices and people end up calling confusion the prophetic. Now, the prophetic ministry, that's what we're going to start with, because it is a way of explaining who Yahuwah HaMashiach is, and the prophetic ministry has its own foundation from the first five books of the Bible. Is the oldest office. Is the oldest office in the body. And it starts from where? The fivefold ministry. I mean, the first five books of Moses. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. That's where the prophetic is. And then now, when the Bible says the foundations of the church is laid by apostles and prophets, it dates back to the Torah, because all prophets had to know and memorize the Torah by head. Those who failed to memorize it by head were fishermen. They were dropouts. Now Jesus picked up dropouts. They were not illiterate. They failed. Now, let's go back to the Torah book as written by Moses. Your King James Version says, in the beginning, right? It's not the right Hebrew one. The Hebrew version says, when God began. Because the beginning is a sacred secret that is only revealed to Yahuwah HaMashiach and God. And if you want to understand the beginning, don't start it in Genesis. Start it on John chapter 1, verse 1, 2, 3, 4. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God. Through Him all things were created. Nothing was created without Him. Now, today I want us to dwell on the office of a prophet, not the gift. Because on the gift, everyone has access, including you. You can be graced to prophesy because it's a gift, but not the office of a prophet. That's why the Bible says, I wish that all of you can prophesy. Now, prophesying accurately doesn't mean a person is a prophet. You become a prophet because you emerge from the office of a prophet. And prophets are not illiterate people. They are the founders of education as you see it. Now, let's go back to check the first prophet. Who's the first prophet? Adam. What was God set up? God realized Melchizedek was about to shift on earth. By the way, who's Melchizedek? Jesus Christ. Where was he? In the Middle East. He owned a city called Salem, which is later called Jerusalem. And he was a king on earth. He had what? A city on earth as an embassy. He was a king and a priest on earth. Kings came to him to pay tithe, and in return, he blessed them. Now, Melchizedek's office had to be substituted. God said, let us make a garden on the eastern side. 6,000 years ago. You must reconcile, let us make man into our own image. Thus, let us make man into our own image of chapter 1. And that is not Adam and Eve. The Bible says he created them male and female. And he said, be fruitful and multiply, subdue the earth and overcome it. I believe it's Genesis 1 verse 26. Chapter 2, God created Adam 6,000 years ago. Now, we don't know how many millions of years or thousands of years distinguished the first person to the second Adam, who was a prophet, the first prophet. Now, don't get confused. That wasn't why Cain, the son to Adam, married a woman from where? Heaven? There were people in the world, but they were not inside the garden. When they left the garden, they met other people already. That's why they discover skeletal bodies older than Adam. Now, who's Adam? Adam is the first prophet. And he was supposed to have operated on the dimension of Melchizedek as the king and a prophet. Now let's check on Adam as a prophet. God came to him and introduced zoology first to him. He took him to school. He gave him animals to name. That's zoology. Now, a prophet must be somebody who's sharp and open-minded, who has an understanding and a perspective of things, who has, again, a degree of education and knowledge. That's why God introduced zoology to Adam. Here are animals, give them names. Now, he's doing very well. God came back again, BSc in agric. Cultivate the garden and guard it. What do you see here? God is introducing a brilliant man and is maturing this man into the office of a prophet. Now, because a prophet must have dynamics that he reads, and he must even understand politics, because a prophet is not like an apostle. An apostle emerges from the church, but a prophet emerges from the kingdom. Now, I have a problem with these people who are jostling for a pulpit, calling themselves prophets, waiting for invitations. I've got a very serious issues with them. Because the kingdom pulpit is very broad and huge. Bigger than the church program. That one is for apostles. And when a prophet gets into a church, he must align the entire body into the kingdom. Now let's get this very clear. Then God, there was a river that moved into the Garden of Eden. And the Bible says the river had what? Gold with it, right inside. What do you see? Banking system introduced to a prophet. That's a reserve bank. That's monetary system introduced to a prophet. Now, let's leave it. What do you see? I see a balanced person intellectually, highly disciplined person, in all ways trained. to handle global affairs. What is the assignment of the prophet? To align politics, economics, systems of the world into the kingdom of heaven system. Can I shock you? We've got very few prophets all over the world. That's why the world is in chaos. Now let's come back to the second prophet that we're going to anchor the understanding of the whole thing to. Who's the second prophet? Let's leave Enoch, let's leave these other ones, let's go to Moses. When God called him, where was he? A qualified lawyer. He was an academic. He graduated from the University of Uz. A general in the army. He fought battles that he has won for Egypt. A highly respected military man, and he knew the judiciary system. And God said, Hosea, this is the one I'm looking for. He's not looking for just an illiterate. No, God is not confused. He wants a balanced intellect. Because there are issues to be dissected. Global issues to be sorted. You don't just raise an individual and say, go and liberate people. What do you know about economics? What do you know about power? What do you know about military? And God said, let my people go. Who was he telling? A man who knew everything. And Moses, mind you, he was a witch. The Bible says he was trained in all the skills of the Egyptians. He knew all the secret societies and he graduated in many secret societies before he could meet God. And God knew this is the right candidate. That's why God gave him a snake. And he said, go, let my people go. And then, out of Moses, what do we see? We see the prophetic office. When Moses was ordered by God to leave Egypt with the Israelites during Passover, what did God say? Take gold. Why? Banking system. Finances. And then don't just live there. And then what did Moses do when he was in the wilderness for 40 years? He constituted a nation. He was not just only surgically prophesying individuals. He was constituting what? A nation. Okay? God will come down and say, okay, arrange the Leviticals, the Levites. They must put on white garments, serve in my house. And then again, you must teach them health matters. What do you see? The introduction of what you call Department of Health now. Quarantine the sick ones. Examine them. You see, doctors. Now, a prophet is this kind of a person who's given an assignment that is very sensitive in handling health system, financial systems, political system. Moses, select 1,220 elders from each tribe and start a gathering of elders to sort the matters of the nation, the first Knesset in Israel, the first government of 120 people. Politics. A prophet. Now, you've been looking for a prophet in a wrong place. Now, why is the world in chaos? Because the office of a prophet is not clearly understood by the church. And the church does not know her position. And great men of God go around prophesying, taking people's money, doing all those things because they were attracted by the movements of revival. What do we need now? What does the world need now? A matured church that can produce a prophet. To rise and articulate every system, every program amicably. Now let's come back. Why is there chaos in South Africa? the church fell. The church collapsed. And there's no prophet. Certain things apostles cannot handle alone. A prophet must rise to give a prophetic direction. Where are they? Nowhere to be found. Who are they? They must give us a political solution from the Lord. An economic solution to our challenges from the Lord. And they must realign our politics and the way we do things according to the kingdom way of doing things. There's no such amen. There's no such. Who was David? A prophet. And what did Goliath cry and scream out for? Give me a man. And he was anointed a king and a prophet. He even prophesied the Last Supper on Psalm 23. He prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies. He prophesied Yahweh Mashiach. Who was Goliath? Who was Goliath? Goliath was a serpent. He was a serpent. He was not just a human being. He was not only just a giant. He was a Nephilim. Serpentine spirit. And why did he beheaded him? Because of the prophecy of Adam, that you will crush the head of a snake. Who will crush the head of a snake? Yahweh Mashiach, Jesus Christ. How must he crush the head of a snake? His father, David, had to kill a snake, behead it, take it through into Jerusalem, and he via the valley of the shadow of death into Golgotha, buried the head. Later Christ had to be crucified with nails, pinned him down on the point of the skull of Goliath. I want you to understand the prophetic ministry. I want you to understand the prophetic ministry. What's inside the prophetic ministry? Economic issues, political issues. All these things are done by prophets. Don't tell me the French Revolution was started by Montesquieu, Voltaire, and who's that one? And Rousseau, who championed liberty, equality, and fraternity. It's the plagiarized work of Jeremiah and Isaiah the prophets. They were Christians. They read the book of Jeremiah. They were Calvinists. They understand the teachings of Calvin. And they stole the intellectual property of Calvin and used it for the French Revolution. Now the whole education system studied that as a concept from a prophet. I want to remove this lie that everyone who stands and rises to prophesy is a prophet. Because you'll get highly gifted, intellectually unintelligent people appearing before the church to disrupt, to disperse, and to even scatter all of you. Because they are not schooled by the Lord. What is the main thing that prophets must carry? They must define who Yahweh HaMashiach is. What is the passion of a prophet? To introduce Jesus Christ to the whole people in a very new, different dimension and meaning. Let's go to the prophetic office. What is happening? What is the challenge of South Africa right now? Chaos. And then aren't people praying? They are praying. But God is not responding. It looks like God is not responding to the prayer. Because God cannot respond to any prayer he has provided. The chaos that is here is because there's just nobody available. And the church is taught the wrong way of the prophetic. None has a relationship with the Lord. They've got a relationship with people who prophesy. They prophesy for money. It's all about money, man. And you've got ill-disciplined prophets searching people's pockets. in the name of prosperity. That's why we missed it. And we don't have prophets anymore. How much is oil? Now, cooking oil. How much is it? You want to know why is it expensive? Because true prophets are emerging with the mantle of Elijah. The last time oil was expensive was when Elijah went to the house of a widow. And he said, give me cooking oil. And go look for containers. Where's Elijah? Now, what is this time all about? It's about the mantle of Elijah resurfacing again. We sing songs we don't understand. Just like the day of Elijah, the prophet. We just dance. We don't understand it. The time and the moment when this Elijah anointing emerges, we'll see it at the shop, not in church. Through what? The price of cooking oil. How much is cooking oil now? Who are dying at Ukraine? Are there no men? Men are dying in Ukraine, leaving many widows. And what is Ukraine producing? Sunflower, cooking oil. If there's no cooking oil, prophets will emerge and give a prophetic mandate to food pricing. Where are they? Where are they? They are stuffed by our teachings. Information warfare captured many men and women not to grow to understand what is God up to. Now, we are in a dispensation in South Africa. If we cannot handle this prophetically, we are going for a civil war. Right here. It's going to start like it's black on black, but it will end up being black and white. Because there's a vacuum in the spirit that is not filled by prophets. Prophets are not TV people. They are kingdom people. Come on. And prophets are not yara yara people. They are not always. They are on their knees. Because to them, prayer is fun. It's not a burden. Now, what is the assignment of a prophet? What is the assignment of a prophet? We see it in the book of, I'm introducing a topic here. We see it in the book of Malachi. The opening chapter of the book of Malachi starts with the word, the burden of the Lord upon Malachi the prophet. Now, when God speaks to a prophet, you got to understand something. 101% of his language content is impossible. It's difficult for God to talk to anybody because 101% of his linguistic. Once you analyze how God speaks, nothing will work when God speaks. Now, and in the prophetic, all prophets are taught to say, I receive it without objecting. You know why? Because inside the mouth of God, resources comes out. When he speaks, he must not be questioned. Because all the answers and resources comes out of his mouth. How do we rescue a global problem? How do we rescue a global problem that is challenging all of us? We need a prophet to emerge. And to the, according to the order of who? Moses and Elijah. Let's use the two. Warfare. Who's Moses? Who's Moses? He founded the Israeli intelligence group you call Mossad. He overhauled the entire security cluster and released even a special force in the military of Israel called Sayed. It was founded by Moses. The 12 spies, led by Joshua, members of the Mossad. What is the most powerful intelligence group even to date? Who founded it? Where are prophets? You know why we do no longer have inventions and innovations? Because prophets are out of touch with the kingdom of heaven, where inventions and innovations are. Watch and wait. You're going to see South Africa turning the entire Africa upside right. Just like that. We don't need many prophets. Because, how do I put it? Prophets are papi. They are not jajarach. They are not, how do I put it? They are not opera players. They don't appear as showstoppers on TV. You know, this is what the Lord says, I'm going to tell you. You know, this is, you know, if you give your seed after the service, you will see, hallelujah. They are not into the make me feel good kind of a service. They are the kingdom of heaven special force. They are the Resi. Old people understand what I'm talking about now. They are the Resi of the defense force of the kingdom of heaven. They are always outnumbered. They are always outgunned. And they must come back with the victory. Amen. And they bow down to no man.
Amen.
But God. Now let's come back to where are we now? I see men on TV preaching and teaching. And they claim they are in the prophetic. But their nations are in a mess. Now, this must be changed. What is going to happen in South Africa? Let me tell you what is going to happen. South Africa is going to come out with a way forward, not from politicians, but from prophets. And they will give direction in economics, in politics, in security cluster, in every work, even on racial harmony, which does no longer exist. Not anymore. We need the office of a prophet. Now you understand what I'm talking about when I say prophet. Now, one other thing, what do they specialize in when they come to church? How will you know this is the prophet of God? Not through teaching only, but how do they introduce Christ? Let me show you something. Every prophet has an assignment to introduce Christ in such a way that you will never leave him for the rest of your natural life, and you will never backslide, because you had the truth that will set you free. Now, let me introduce Christ to you. Let's open up our Bibles again. I'm introducing a topic, I believe. Oh, I thought it was my phone. Let's open up our Bibles. These things. In the book of... Have you? Okay. Let's open up our Bibles in the book of Revelation chapter 5. And then we are going to introduce who Christ is. And again, how many of you are aware that it looks like the whole world, Jews have the strongest IQ? How many of you are aware of that? In research, development, in academic fields, in all fields, even in totifying the whole world, robbing the whole world, they are smart. Oh, they are the totifist of the whole world. They tell the whole world that, you know what, all reserve banks of the world must be independent from the states. They don't tell the world, we own them all. And 500, how much is it? 500 a trillion worth of gold belongs to them. They're just, even the Queen of England bows down before them. What made them to be this clever? They read the original Bible and misused it to rob the entire world. While the world was sleeping, they knew all the corners of the Bible and they manipulated certain verses to take over the world like it's a joke. That's why they hate Jesus, because he was rebuking that out of them all along. Revelation chapter 5, let me introduce. There's in no way a prophet can stand before you without you having a fresh perspective on who Christ is. Revelation chapter 5, please. Now, we started here on Revelation chapter 5, verse 3. And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither look thereof. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open up the seals, the seven seals, right? Now, what is this book all about? Or what is this scroll all about? It's a guiding scroll of all prophets. Prophets are scroll people. They understand the scroll. What is the scroll all about? I'm asking for another better version that doesn't talk about a book, because heaven is still full of scrolls, not books. Now, this scroll had seven seals. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. Now listen very carefully. It had what? There was this scroll, which was not tampered with. And the Bible says, you cannot even look at it because of the power of the glory. It can suck you inside. And it had seven seals. But the challenge was, no one in heaven, on earth, underneath the earth, could open the seven seals. And the Bible says there was weeping in heaven. One of the angels. Angels started crying. Because meaning, this is the scroll that said, let there be, and there was. But today, if the seven seals cannot open, it exactly means the entire creation risks going back into the scroll. And everything will end. That's why angels were crying. This was trouble, ladies and gentlemen. And one angel rose and spoke loudly and said, weep not, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah has triumphed, and he has opened up the seven seals. Now, when you read your Bible, the Bible says what? And the word, the scroll, became flesh. That is, you got to know who Christ was before he can be a Jew. Who he was in heaven before he can come to earth. Now, a prophet must clearly explain to people who he was before he can be hanged on the cross. He was God the Word. John chapter 1, verse 1, 2, 3, 4, we said it. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Through him all things were created, all, not some. Now the challenge was, all things he has created. There's a cessation, there's about to be a cessation because no one can open up the seventh seal. And what caused these seals to lock up? You want to know what? When man he has created fell into sin, he did not just fell into sin as mankind. He fell into sin as the image of God. He was just not a cherub or an angel. None is created like him. It's only Michael the angel. The Bible says the meaning of Michael simply meaning he who looks like God. Right? Now, it exactly means the downfall of man created chaos. Because everything which was promised to mankind can no longer be implemented. The sin found in him. And he cannot be taken into a lake of fire without atonement, because he's created in the image of God. You don't throw away that which looks like God just like that. Now, the scroll had to come to earth for 33 full years. How many years did David rule Jerusalem? 33 years. He started 7 years training at Hebron, and then 33 years at Jerusalem. 40 years all in all. But the 33 years symbolize a scroll that will become flesh, live amongst us, and give us grace of atonement. Now, he came here, but the other thing is, he's now blood and flesh. When you read again Revelation, it's Revelation, the Bible says, he's given the name that is above all the names, and he's got on his thigh of Christ, is written King of Kings and Lord of Lords, right? Where? On the thigh. Is it a tattoo? No, it's not a tattoo. He doesn't have a tattoo on a thigh. But the Bible says he's given a name, a title, it's written on his thigh. Why is it appearing on his thigh? And on his clothing, it can be understood that the clothing can be printed. But why is it still on the thigh? The name King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The reason being, take it out for us. I believe it's Revelation 19, somewhere there. 19 verse 16. It says what? He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Where is it written? On the thigh and on his robe. Why is it on the thigh? Why is it on the thigh? Because before he can be blood and flesh, he was a scroll. And the title of the scroll was King of Kings. And then now, when he became flesh, right, from birth at Bethlehem, he came out with a sign written, Lord of Lords and King of Kings in Hebrew. And he grew up with it as the remaining and craftings of the scroll. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? That's why his other name is called the Ancient of Days. Now, you got to listen to me very carefully. When he deploys a prophet, he goes to church. Church is the genesis of everything. Takes a prophet out of the church. Out of the church in the spirit. Come out. She's coming out of the church and have a fellowship with Jesus Christ as his closest man. And he will reveal who he is and what the office entails, and say, go back to church for one purpose. Realign my church with my kingdom. And then, who's going to be cross-questioned in the political mess we are into? The heaven is not going to look for Mbeki or Ramaphosa or DA. It's going to look for a prophet. Where have you been? Why were you quiet when people were hungry, unemployed? Why did you stop the civil war? It was not our intention for such a beautiful country to be destroyed in your presence. That is the reason why Malachi says, the burden of the Lord. The prophetic calling has to do with a burden from the Lord. Now, we are on an economic meltdown. When all these guys of the cigarette society are finished with us, you know, they've started with us on COVID. They were preparing us for a financial collapse, which is global, which will be of a biblical monument. What are they doing on COVID? They were preparing us. They were psychologically preparing us. COVID is an old disease of horses and... Yes. I used to vaccine, give my bone marrow a COVID and bovine vaccine. Yes. So it's an animal disease. They just upgraded it. They realized if it can kill a bone marrow, it can sort out a person. And then they started it from 2019, knowing that the American economy has collapsed. And lockdowns will make you not to see that there's no America as you know it. There's no US dollar anymore. Why is US dollar going to collapse? The eye of the devil on it is too ugly to make it a currency. For when God declared ownership of money, he said, silver and gold is mine. Here comes the money that controls the whole world with the devil looking. Come on, God is mad. Come on. And it's written, in God. Which God? Which God? That one. Every time when I look at the dollar bill, it looks like it say, hey, how are you? Can we talk aside, lady? Bad. You know, we used to have a good money that worshipped the Lord in South Africa. So lead you glory. To God be the glory. Randa. It worshipped God everywhere. Until they killed our head of state for it. Servut had to be. One is currency. Don't ever think Ukraine issue is a war. It's a battle of currencies. Mm-hmm. Americans collapsed. They owe the whole world $21 trillion. They are on a $17 trillion economy. Mathematics shows us that they are finished. What's going to happen? They are preparing. They started preparing you and me. On COVID. You know, I hate a mask, man. I don't like a mask. How many of you love a mask? I hate a mask. I'm sorry, Daddy Harry, to say this. Wearing a mask is like I'm wearing my own smaller nyana brooch. You see, it looks like a smaller nyana bruhu right here. So that the whole world must wear a small bruhu on their mouth not to say it. You can't wear a smaller nyana bruhu from here on your mouth and speak. You can't. You can't protest wearing a smaller nyana bruhu. And I have a scientific... I don't understand this. You know, every time when you're fat... The fat comes through the smaller nyana bruhu, and it goes through a hot trouser, and you still smell it. How does this thing go through? But how does it break it? Haven't you asked yourself? We are resilient. We are insincere. About to do something. And the way, when there were serious lockdowns, the US dollar was printed in large. Without anything carrying it. And then, this must come into coalition with what? The prophetic office. And it starts in South Africa. People's pensions must be protected. Because when they start a new reset, you lose everything. And they've already programmed you with a mask. My son Ariel asked me, Daddy, can the president of South Africa beat all these men? I said, no. Eh? He said, no, but hey, he's powerful. If he says quarantine, no men complain. Even drunkards listen to him. Why is it like that? I had to explain a smaller thing we put, that you know, you cannot wear something here and talk like a man. Mm-hmm. Let's come back to the reality that is coming. They are preparing us for a great reset. It may destroy that global village if prophets don't rise to say, in the midst of chaos, we know Jehovah Jireh, who paved the streets of heaven with gold. And we, how do we put it? We connect to the wealth of heaven to evade this thing. You know what is the solution of the whole world? You want to know what is this? The number one solution is to arrange a third world war. That's the safest way. A bit of a nuclear exchange here and there. And they're busy planning that. Listen to the tone of Biden. And listen to Putin. Somebody told them that go for this so that the whole world must not see what has just happened. We are in a sinking Titanic. Where is the prophet? Nowhere to be found. What is he doing? Busy stealing people's sense in the church. The prophetic office must rise to realign the whole world into the kingdom finance and the kingdom of heaven. But where are prophets? Where are you? I'm looking at them. Because this you acquire by grace and knowledge. That after this session, God gives you an assignment. Most of these guys who are called by God to be prophets, daddy, they call them conspiracy theorists. Most of them are prophets because they don't take any rubbish that is done by world leaders. And they make them to appear like they are lunatic. How many do I have who are like that? Or am I the only one here? Let's come back. What is gonna happen? The whole world right now will have to look up to Africa because that's where money is. Now, unfortunately, Africans were deceived that they are poor. And they believed it. That they are poor. And they've accepted that they are poor. Can I shock you? What's underneath DRC Congo alone? Underneath the untouched mineral resources underneath DRC Congo supersede the economy of China and America combined. DRC Congo alone. God placed money in Africa. But unfortunately, we expected profits from you. So you stopped from missionary. You just white people stopped on the missionary program. They got tired and they realized, no, okay, fine. We are tired of teaching this thing. Let's just make this thing to look like a religious circus. And it was a religious circus. God raised the charismatic and the Pentecostal movement. And they said, they are confused, those ones. They are happy clappies. Happy clappies. And they were Confucianists at some point. Now let's come back to us. What must be done? The gold in South Africa alone can address the global challenge that the US dollar is into. Is there any political will? No. politicians are politically illiterate because politics were founded by prophets, not politicians. And prophets are nowhere to be found. They are busy asking, can I Google you? This is what I see. Can I? This is what I see. That's not the prophetic. That's a gift. We want the office to emerge and rise. South Africa alone can address that crisis. But politicians cannot emerge if the prophetic is silent. Because you cannot just say, we've got this much of an untamed gold, and tell the cigarette societies. The cigarette societies will rise to say, we will kill you before you do that. But a prophet will say, I'm going for a spiritual warfare. Every serpent, every dragon you are accountable to, I kill it first. They are skilled warriors. And they fight land, air, sea. Lastly, the prayer pace of a prophet. They don't pray in mass prayers unless if they are leading the prayer. Every prophet prays private and he shut himself up because they know who God is and how he prefers to come in supernatural manifestation. In my private prayer time, I don't love to pray with people. Not because I don't like people, just because there are certain manifestations they will not understand. They won't understand. But you said you are praying, but you are sleeping. I said, okay, fine. God caused me to sleep right there because he wants to talk to me and he doesn't want me to answer back. He's going to instruct me right inside my spirit, man. When I wake up, I come out with a revelation that this is what the Lord said. Prophets walk and work with angels. They are not loners. They are not in isolation. And in most of the cases, they don't interrelate with people because of one thing. They have got a serious company to entertain. Check Elijah on a mountain. This boy says, an army has surrounded the mountain, my master. And what was Elijah moved? He wasn't. He said, come, let me pray for you. Father, open up his eyes so that he can see. When his eyes got opened, he saw countless of armies of angels waiting to take on the enemy army as the per order of who? A prophet. Last year, the KwaZulu-Natal incident, yes, you see that KwaZulu-Natal incident, it was supposed to have mixed into a black and white. It was going to start KwaZulu-Natal, then Gauteng, Western Cape, everywhere. It was going to be a black and white gun shooting. It was going to make your, what do you call it? Make your, that war away in Europe, your Ukraine looks like it's a kindergarten. We're going to shoot each other like we've never met each other. And we don't know each other. And the Lord said, why are you sleeping? This is what is going to happen to your nation. Go diffuse it. I sent somebody to Durban to go take the soil in KwaZulu-Natal, bring it to Polokwane. And I had to proclaim to the soil that this rubbish will never happen. Because prophets must diffuse calamity and danger on food, on education. Our education is bad news. Our kids are just studying rubbish. Just to put it straightforward, the curriculum is very bad. Not long, they'll be introducing a new education system from the prophet side, which will be competitive globally. Our kids, black and white, are no longer having that competitive edge. And this discipline, grandpa, is on all-time low, both in black families and white families. You know very well that, within whitenies, if you were 17, 18, compulsory conscription, and you'll come back a better boy. Within blacks, mommy used to be Sylvester Stallone. Or make Chuck Norris look like he's a joke. Mommy alone. I used to see old movies, Charlie Spain, Rambo 1, Rambo 2, Rambo 3. But nobody can minister with this shoe. All-time law in our homes. You want to know why? The enemy doesn't want disciplined men of God. They're always here. TV games. Black and white. They are here. All of them. Sony PlayStation 4, 3, 5. How can you know soccer, man? No, I'm playing. Messi's winning. No, we don't play like that. Where's the next generation of rugby? Do you think we'll have it? They are here. And they think they know the game. We must not only return to God. Prophet must again introduce discipline. Even at school. Even at school, both black and white kids answer back when a teacher speaks. They don't know this is the primary, this is the secondary parent after mom and dad, like we used to know it. And there's no... If they come late, they just appear like everything is normal. And how are you? Talking to a teacher, how are you? Ma'am, how are you? I didn't write his work. No, I just felt like not writing it. Just like that. You were going to be given a fivefold ministry here. It will be printed. Fivefold ministry right here. And you will behave and learn to talk. Those old teachers, black and white teachers, they smelled one perfume. CC Cologne. The CC Cologne generation. And they were here. Physical. They were here. And that's what produced pastors. Do you want to tell me we're having prophets with this generation? Give me a break. Give me a break. God needs disciplined people who can spend longer hours without food. 6 hours in the presence of the Lord, waiting for God to speak. And they understand what is patience. With this fast food generation, you just get KFC. It was a luxury just to taste KFC. Now you get it everywhere. It's finger licking good. Everywhere. Now I'm about to finish. Right in here. The Lord is going to anchor the office of a prophet. But people will know who a prophet is. And this will change the way you pray. You thought all these confusions that were happening here were prophetic. That's the reason why everyone who stood in that confusion confused the fellowship of brethren. Lastly, the relationship with the Holy Spirit, then I'm done. Prophets relate with Holy Spirit. You got to know who Holy Spirit is. He's the member of the Trinity. He's the bearer of the anointing. You can't be anointed outside Him. He anointed Christ. He's the one who carries the oil. And He knows who to anoint. You can't deceive him. You want to know? He uses only one criteria. You want to know what is the criteria? He looks into the heart. How do you love Jesus is what will end up causing you, him to anoint you. What was the criteria used when David was anointed a king? I'm looking for a man whose heart is after my own heart. How are the nowadays prophet? I want to drive a Rolls Royce and own my own private jet. It's all about material things. But God is saying what? I'm looking for a man whose heart is after my own. What is the assignment of the church? To teach Christ like it's never taught before, with a fresh revelation. Because yes, you did receive Jesus, but you still don't know him. The more you know him, more especially from the Torah books, 5 books of Moses, you'll get closer than close to him. And no one will force you to go to church. No, because Christ is matured in you. You'll just have to go and fellowship. You know, what do we have in church? We have non-committed people because they are not properly taught on who Christ is. Because the ministry of an apostle must reveal Christ in church. And the ministry of a prophet must introduce both Holy Spirit and the ministry of an apostle, both Holy Spirit to them. And Holy Spirit will pick and pick those he know right in the heart. Don't be deceived by people participating in church. Some are too far from the very same church they are working at. And then when they were praying, Holy Spirit said to the apostles, select for me Paul and Silas for the work I've chosen them for. Who's carrying your assignment into the body of Christ? Holy Spirit, not Jesus. What is the criteria he's using? Do you know Jesus? Have you received him? Yes, I know him. I've received him. But my revelation of him, it's still shallow. People don't just choose to be, you know, Sunday morning believers. Their revelation of who Christ is shallow. And it badly impacts their relationship performance with God. I blame the teachers of the word. We did not reveal who Christ is. Now I'm finishing. Number one. Say number one. There are 3 gates in heaven. When I say I'm finishing, I've locked out the outer gate. Number 2, the inner court. Number 3, finished. Now, listen very carefully. Holy Spirit, it takes art to fellowship with him. He's a gentle person, highly reserved. Highly. He's so reserved. And he doesn't talk like, oh. He doesn't act on a horror movie. Even prophets, you must watch out when prophets prophesy. Some of these people who talk like Satan, this is what they are. No. You sound like the devil, man, playing a horror movie. He's not like that. He's got a small, still voice. When he speaks, he goes like, hi, A.B. He doesn't go like, Abraham, my son. He doesn't talk like that. He's not scary movie 3. He doesn't act. We must even sit down to teach people to prophesy right. Right, Daddy? Some prophesy while grounded. They fall under the power. From the rabbi, they prophesy while bakanami. No, our God is not fallen, man. Stand up. Come on. If you feel like you cannot contain yourself, drink water and relax. Because God cannot come, the presence of God
This is what. Hey, relax first. And be in order. This is what the Lord says. And don't use two tones. You know, I've got two tones. The tone I talk with at home and the tone I preach with. Three. With me, I've got three. And the praying tone. When I pray, I go like, Heavenly Father. And Heavenly Father will look at me and say, this one is crazy. Why is he vibrating, calling on me? Have you listened? We perform. Avoid those performances. Talk to God with your tone. He created those ossophagus for a purpose. And don't close your eyes when you pray. Don't close your eyes. Jesus did not close his eyes when he prayed. When he did the miracle of five fishes and two loaves, two fishes, one is right. Two fishes, five loaves, one. This still confuses me. But one is right. The Bible says, and Jesus looked because he's blessing food. Invite me to stay. And when I want to take your T-bone steak, I'll say, let's pray. And look at you. Once you close your eyes, your T-bone gets underneath my rice. And when you say, amen. No, it's my tithe. It's my offering. I'm a man of God. Got my offering. Now, don't close your eyes when you pray. Don't exaggerate your voice when you prophesy. He prefers it. Holy Spirit talks like, how are you doing? He's soft, with a small, still voice. He's gentle. And he doesn't interfere in people's affairs. Uninvited. You can be in trouble with him watching you. He's waiting for an invite, an invitation. You can go through all this trouble and say, Father God, with him watching, without interfering. He's waiting for, Holy Spirit, I think I need your help. And don't say, Holy Spirit, don't be Pentecostal, just be yourself. And say, Holy Spirit, you know what? I'm going through this challenge and this and this and that. I was just speaking to him. I was just talking to him that, you know what? I might grow tired because of the fasting and the preaching. But please, give me the energy. And I negotiated with Daddy Harry to give me a B-complex injection. And, you know, I was talking to him just like that. You know, I was you know, Daddy Harry is going to give me a B-complex injection. It's so painful. Give me grace just to see. I was talking like that. And then I said to Holy Spirit, you know what? 2:30 a.m., please wake me up for a meeting. I'm proposing prayer to him before its exact time. And I'll say, okay, A.B. And he won't tell me. If I can say, okay, A.B., I'll run him. But I heard a voice saying, okay, A.B. That's why when you speak to him, he keeps quiet. Lastly, have you done my homework of talking to him? Did he drink the coke? You had to drink it. Right? It's a vote of confidence. That man over there.
The big man?
Yes. He's got healing hands.
He's what?
He's got healing hands. I see the Spirit of the Lord distributing right now.
Just go and touch him.
Stand right there. I mean, sit right there. Say, Holy Spirit, take care. Give me the scroll and the vision. Somebody's going to die right on your face as you grow in the Lord, and you'll raise that person because they'll be going to hell. And it will be a recurring thing. The more you talk to him, he'll direct you to sick people. And he's been doing that. And you were encouraging them without trusting the hand of the Lord upon your life. A lot is going to change. You know, you have this, how do I put it? Sort of, I don't want to say stubborn. He's not a stubborn man. But unalistrili. What is suili? I'm talking Pedi, is Damanunaloswili is not necessarily aggressive, something like that. And the Lord gave him the grace, the gift of faith. You will turn a lot of things around by faith as you speak, and it's not the only one. There's that other man over there. You see that man over there? With gray beard. Yes. Yes. He's very inquisitive. He's been inquisitive from childhood. He wants to know and understand how things operate. And he's inquisitive. And he doesn't take a thing from face value. And he doesn't know that it was imparted by the Spirit, so that he be inquisitive on the word and become a great teacher of the word.
Amen.
Because he will have a way of teaching the word that no man has ever comprehended. But he's shallow on prayer. The reason why he's shallow on prayer is because he never covenanted with the Holy Spirit. Arrange a communion with him. He'll make a covenant with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will impart a teaching word. This one over here. You see? Yes. It's very spiritual, this one. It's very spiritual. It's the Rabababa kind of a lady. She's always Namandriya Sava Sa Lava Zababa Baba. And the Holy Spirit has been trying to talk to her that her way of praying will change nations of all. She'll handpick a nation on a, what do you call this, on a map, and say, I'm going to do deliverance for Netherlands. And demons will scream out of people, and people will think it's just mass psychosis. You know, people are just mentally disturbed while she's casting demons in her own room. This dimension Holy Spirit wanted to introduce of a warrior who can communicate to anybody. She's like, sort of, how do I put it? More of a James Bond of the house. She's licensed to thrill everyone, go everywhere, and do everything. She can communicate to the queen to repent, and the queen will start crying. And now this thing has been like, she loved playing with tongues. Blah, 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 blah. It was the Holy Spirit saying, when is it going to start? Now that AB, the blackness is here, it's reignited upon your life. That one over there. He missed financial cycles where he was supposed to have made a lot of money. And there's going to be a re-entry of that cycle. He's going to make a lot of money. He's not going to be talkative. He will come to you to bless him. And opportunities will just open up, released by Holy Spirit, upon him on finances. And some of the things he has given up on, even contact he has lost, will resurface. People will start looking for him because his angels are actively involved. A prophet must control his time. Let me sit down.
Or just open his eyes.
Can I?
Yes.
Okay. I love this, Danny. Yes. How did you look like in the 70s? You look like a modeler. A modeler, super modeler. Yes. You are not thick. You were thin. And that's when God, you missed a chance to meet Holy Spirit. He wanted to relocate you. Are you originally from here?
No.
Yes, you were brought here for a fellowship. You were not brought here because you love Polokwane. You had to migrate from where you are so that you meet him. And your life changes. You are a warrior princess
in the altar of the Most High. And Holy Spirit has imparted conviction that immediately when you pray, your prayer is more of praise. You pray like you spend much time on thanking the Lord and all that. You don't have time to say, I challenge every man in this town to be convicted of his sin. And you will see couples confessing to each other that, you know what, I used to do this and this and this against you. And the wife will reconcile and they will say, let's look for a church. We need help. After you spoke, just like that. Just like that. How are you doing? How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm fine. Stand up. What were you doing at high school? Sports?
More cultural things.
And then?
Singing choir.
The Boers will unite. Right? And say, now we are enough, we are here. We are starting our own war in South Africa. But Holy Spirit will touch her. You know why will she be touched? She's this kind of a person who loves painstaking attention to details. I guess you're not comfortable on how organized she is because you're spending most of her time trying to contain how she appears, how she looks and all that. Now, she's a type of a person that if Holy Spirit will tell her, will not forget. But I can forget and will have an explosive. Holy Spirit is going to tell you to rise and pray for the Bure people to cease fire and they will listen to you. Because out of your tongue, the tongues of fire will come out to convict people. And I see the occurrence of tongues of fire on each and every member who's here right now, that when they rise to speak, people will start being convicted of their sins. And some will even approach them to say, I feel like I want to go to church. And people will start crying alone, not because they are lonely nor depressed, just because most of you stood up to pray. Next time when I come, I must teach them how to pray and release tongues of conviction. Because that's where Holy Spirit is driving the entire church to. Who's this one? That one, I know him. He's got my mental of warfare, that one. But who's this one? Who is he? This one. Yes, you. Yes, but right now, There are people who are going to approach him, and some will tell him, hey, but you look like you're enjoying yourself and all those things, like they are appreciating him, because his caretaker angel is highly active without him aware of that. And he never communicated to his caretaker angel like most of the guys here. None of them ever said, angel, let's go back to work. His angel is very highly active. He can even literally see a car accident, not knowing it was his. That's how active his caretaker angel is. And at time, sometime at night, he wakes him up. He doesn't sleep properly at night because Holy Spirit and the caretaker angel want a conversation with him about lives he's taking care of and about where his life is going to. At some point, did you want to leave this place? You never wanted to leave this place. Resist that temptation because the devil wants to prematurely push him faster out of Polokwane so that he misses a fellowship. Is this kind of a person that when he prays, he will feel the presence of the Lord, not knowing is the angel bearing the presence of the Lord to release more information and knowledge into the prophetic. Department of Health, you told me he's a doctor, is in shambles. When he prays, everything is going to change. He's got a creative tongue that creates out of chaos when he speaks. He creates like the Lord. Let there be order. Let there be light. You see the old man over there? Yes, the one with a nice smile. That man over there. Yes. He's got the grace of a teacher, but he doesn't love to appear before people. He's a cool man. He prefers to be a reserved man. Even if he knows a thing, he prefers to be quiet. It's going to change. It's going to change. Holy Spirit is going to convict him with confidence to rise and emerge. And after that, come and take my mantle. And after that, he's going to teach the word of God in a very graciously and powerful way. Come and take my mantle. He's always organizing prayer. But he's not even aware that when he prays, many angels gather around him and he doesn't see them. He prays and finish without seeing them. And these are not just angels. When he speaks in authority and power, they must execute what he says. But he could not get into that dimension. Whenever he goes, even weather will change. If there are floods and he speaks, angels will obey and disrupt floods. Now, God is preparing him to carry more souls, pay attendance. He will just start saying, Lord, I pray that people from the north, the south, the east, the west comes for fellowship. You'll see many faces. And he'll cry and keep quiet. That mantle is upon you. He once invited me when, who's this one on TV?
Angus
wanted to come. I refused because the Lord was directing me to him that he's going to do it alone without any prayer group. But thousands upon thousands of angels will descend when he prays to listen to him. No doubt, no fear. You are surveying a very sensitive group of angels. Uncle Scaro, you don't leave. Come over here. You don't leave. You don't leave. You don't leave like that. Uncle Scaro, you don't leave. You can't leave me like this. Brazil needs deliverance. Brazil needs deliverance and assurance. There's a lot going on in Brazil. Very bad things economical that are taking place after the COVID. Many lives were lost. Tonight when you pray, God is going to ignite the first love fest for him. And you're going to pray for your nation. And everything is going to change just like that. I'm going to see you tomorrow. And you must pray in Portuguese when you pray for Brazil. Don't say, Father God, in the name of Jesus. No. When you pray in Portuguese here, Brazilians will start hearing you. And many will start healing. There are horrendous things that people phoned you and told you about the bad things that are taking place ever since the COVID. It's going to change and turn around. Who's that man who was a powerful president and he got arrested for corruption? Your president, Lola.
Yeah.
Did he give his life to Jesus?
No.
He's going to give his life to Jesus not long.
And that's a miracle.
And then the other thing, you remember the church you told me about, the satanic church called the Our Being in the North?
Yes.
Yes. You're going to pray for its downfall. You'll see on TV scandals coming out of all those people who are coming out of there. As the snake in Our Being in the North is being judged. The great Amazon is going to start vomiting souls as you pray. And souls will go straight to heaven. You're just going to say in Portuguese, I pray for their sins to be forgiven, blot out their transgression, write their name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And you were not challenged for long. You were not challenged for long. God is challenging the first love in you. God bless you. You can go.
Thank you.
Don't forget, how do you start prayer in Portuguese? Just pray in Portuguese right now.
In nome de Jesus.
And then say, Mudimu waka, Papa Kalin, say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I give you the glory, you are faithful.
In nome de Jesus, meu Senhor Pai, eu te dou toda a honra, toda a glória.
Yeah, now, when you say it in Portuguese, it will be heard in Brazil. There's just this thing, there's just this thing I feel. I feel in my spirit, you were, how do I put it? You were like, you want that thing. You want that thing. Then it's there now. It's done. I love your hair. The Lord has crowned you. All is well. You just had, you know, you went through a lot of things and challenges and all these things. And you were not aware that the Lord missed you. And he created a storm for you to go to him. He didn't want you to tell him of the challenges. He didn't want you to go for warfare. He just wanted you to fellowship with him and enhance a love relationship with him. From there he'll start speaking old things you know of, and things will change. But the sword, you withdraw the sword, which is the weight. It's going to come out active, powerful, and outstanding. And this sword will change wherever you go in prayer. There's a person here who survived a house break. Who's that one? There was a house break. It happened in your house. Raise up your hand. What do you call a house break? House breaking, a theft of some sort. Who's that? Come. They shot her.
Yeah.
And nothing
happened, so she was fine.
No, the caretaker angel was there, but today you're going to pray for such people who are being murdered all over in a form of house breaks, farm murder. Immediately when you say amen, sacks will see sacks protected them. Angels are going to camouflage like they are serious thugs with serious guns, and the thugs will start running for their life. There's no covering on white people. There's absolutely no covering. That's why they are killed that easily. I want you to pray for her, because it happened in the house. When you raise your voice, that voice, I know that of a man in you, and when you pray, angels will take charge and farm killings will start dropping because the covering is compromised. Yes.
Father, I just come in the name of Jesus, Lord. And I just come and I just pray protection over this family, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we just command the angels to go and protect this family and to take all the hurts out of the mother, Father, that she will be healed from all the trauma, Father. The trauma will fall off of her. And I just declare a supernatural protection over the family in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Lastly, that one with black hair. Who is that one? How do I say come here in Afrikaans? Komiso. Is it not rude to say komiso?
No, why she changed her hair.
Oh.
Her friend has got cancer and she's just showing that she's been with him.
You she had?
A friend.
Where's your friend with cancer?
She's back from hospital now.
And how is she?
Very well.
There's a death case reversal against that person. There's a death case reversal. It's not only a cancer, it's a spirit. It's a demon. And it's going to come out. You're going to tell him, you know what? I received the authority of Jesus. And I want to pray for you. Forget about how much acquainted you are with me. Let's pray. And they say, forever, this thing will never come upon you. It's cast from the roots. How old are you?
Almost 50.
Where's your son?
Yeah, in Polokwane.
How does he testify of you? Were you that?
No.
You were not here.
We are disciplined, but not that much.
Even though you're not here that much, this is what you're going to do against the devil. On your street, not far, 3 blocks, there's this person who is a Freemason. Must receive Jesus. And he's going to come out. Say, I need Jesus. The very same street, there's this cat reader. You see, this person who's into yes, they're just going to grow tired because every one of these people here are taking over their streets. Where you are, that's where Christ is, and starts with you. God bless you. Praise the year.
Ek het nou gedoog dat as hy weer kom moet hy maar oor Rachel die beer preek. Nie so heavy op ons wees. Kom sê dankie, dankie Here Jesus. Laat u persoonlik vanaand gekom het om met my in elkeen besigheid te doen. You had an appointment with each one of us. And Lord, we just remind it again that we've got to step into our destiny. Into the scroll. Into your plan. And you just spotted a few people tonight to show them exactly who Jesus is. Here mag ons in dit instap. En nie net onsself nie, maar hierdie wêreld verander. Thank you for our brother Abraham. Lord, you bless him. You keep him and you guide him. In Jesus' name. Amen.